With Medicaid expansion now in effect, North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey issued a warning Tuesday against health insurance scams, in particular against unscrupulous agents that fraudulently enroll consumers in plans without their knowledge. For immigrant residents, these scams can be detrimental to their legal status. For WFAE News and La Noticia, Kayla Young reports.
State authorities say they're getting complaints from consumers about health plans they never signed up for and bills for medical equipment they never used. At the Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy, Natalie Marles says they're hearing similar stories from newly arrived immigrants.
And we are seeing that they are targeting especially the newcomers because they just came to the state, they don't know how the system works, and they are just getting a call saying like, hey, we noticed that you just crossed the border and that you are eligible to access free health insurance. That's not true.
Marles is a healthcare navigator trained to help consumers understand their coverage options. Their services are free and required by law to be unbiased. She says consumers, especially immigrants, should consider consulting with a healthcare navigator rather than a broker who collects a commission. Even as North Carolina expands Medicaid, people without a legal status still do not qualify for public benefits. Marles says some of her immigrant clients have discovered fraudulent enrollments that caused them other problems.
We had a lot of cases this year trying to fix those issues because they were actually getting letters from the IRS that they were owing money because they were not qualified for APTCs, and they receive it.
The issue can also complicate applications for immigrants seeking to become permanent residents.
One of the questions for the questionnaire for the 485 is, have you ever lied in a federal application to obtain public benefits? And most of the people will answer no, because they didn't know that they lied.
Open enrollment in the federal marketplace lasts until January 15th. Healthcare navigators are available for consultations throughout the year. For WFAE News and La Noticia, I'm Kayla Young.